The settlement for the compounding of an access to ivermectin with the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority was made in order of court. The case was taken to court by, amongst others, a doctor and AfriForum. Joining us on the line, we have AfriForum's Barend Ace. Barend, thank you so much for your time. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. And good morning to the listeners.
What exactly does this court order mean? Does it mean now that you can buy, you can sell, and you can consume ivermectin?
Yes, but of course, on some conditions. So the most practical way to explain it is that a doctor can now use their own judgment and prescribe ivermectin to a patient. The patient can take this prescription to a pharmacy that sells compounded ivermectin and then buy this ivermectin at the pharmacy. And that means that the doctor do not have to complete a Section 21 application and do the reporting required by the original Compassionate Access Program declared by SAHPRA.
What is compounded ivermectin? How different is that from the ivermectin tablets that were being sold or distributed when we were in the second wave?
So the only difference is that it's locally made, or you can say it's locally mixed. So just to explain to the listener, so the one, and the court order also states this, there's now basically two channels by which you can get to ivermectin. The one channel is the one that's been known now for quite a while. It's the Section 21 process. And Section 21 of the Act allows the use of medicine that is not currently registered in South Africa. But that means it's unregistered medicine. So if you import that tablet, you need to do a Section 21. Or if you want to import it, you must do a Section 21 application. And again, if a doctor wants to use it for a patient, he needs to do a Section 21 application because he's using unregistered medicine. But what happened on 16 March is that a medicine containing ivermectin as active ingredient was registered by SAHPRA. And ivermectin is already listed as a Schedule 3 substance. And because of this fact set, doctors and compounding pharmacies can now compound ivermectin locally. Another way to call it is to say they can mix ivermectin locally. And that means it's now under Section 14.4 of the Act and not Section 21 anymore. So it will still be a tablet. The difference is it will be made locally or compounded locally and not be imported from, say, for instance, Bangladesh or India, where many of the medicines come from at the moment.
So those tablets that come from Bangladesh, India, or anywhere else, do they now remain illegal in terms of buying, selling, or consuming?
Now, of course, if you try to get it on the black market, yes, of course, that's very illegal, and it's really not a good idea to use it because, of course, anything that you get on the black market, you simply do not know what it is. So if you follow the Section 21 process, you can get legal access to the imported tablets because SAHPRA also approved importers and distributors of the imported ivermectin. So that is still available and legal as long as the correct processes is followed and you make use of the correct suppliers. But of course, if you speak about the locally compounded, it means there's local compounding pharmacies that actually compound ivermectin, and of course that's not applicable, or Section 21 of the Act is not applicable to that medicine.
So then are all matters regarding ivermectin now resolved?
Well, of course, it's a big breakthrough. All matters resolved. I think what is really great about the order is that the court also ordered SAHPRA to report back to the court every 3 months about the state of affairs relating to ivermectin. And then, very interestingly, the court also ordered that any party to the application may approach the court by way of a notice of motion and supplementary affidavit for relief pertaining to any further aspects relating to the administration and allowance of the use of ivermectin as a treatment against COVID-19. So, in other words, the judge also determined a legal way forward if it would be necessary. And, of course, these aspects that I just mentioned was not originally included in the settlement between SAHPRA and the different applicant groups. This is something that the court ordered out of discretion.
All right, Barend, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.